It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hey, welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell, Alex Carey, Keith Morrison, you know, the great interviewer, is doing
Dateline,
a podcast.
He's the Dateline,
yes,
NBC,
the Dateline
guy.
NBC guy. Yeah, right? Yeah. He is doing this podcast, Mommy Doomsday, right, on the Chad Daybell, Lori Vallow thing in Idaho and blah, blah, blah. And there's certainly an interest from my perspective because I grew up with Chad.
Right.
And he also authored a book I wrote.
I love what you said. I grew up with Chad.
Yeah.
First
yeah.
name basis with
it different,
an accused
you know, it's a different thing.
No
Anyways,
problem.
What was fascinating to me in this, because of course I'm listening, was when the cops come to her house to find where her kids are, mm-hmm. and she lies about so many things,
yeah.
but she lies with so much honesty. And
what?
It's
she
like
believes
it was believable, and I think she was more trying to convince herself of her lie, and I think we all do that, like I go, oh man, I'm not that fat, you know,
right.
Just looking at
I don't care that much about the Jazz, dude. I don't care at all.
Like, yeah, and so you convince yourself of your lies, and it just brought me back to my days of playing football where. Like, there was one thing that kept you honest, and it was brutal sometimes. It was painful sometimes, but it was a constant, and that is you always had to watch the game film of practice and of the games. And so you couldn't lie. You could not lie your way out of anything
right.
because it was on film. And think about Alex, if our entire day at work or anyone's entire day at work is videotaped. Like, how differently would you act, or how uncomfortable would it be to sit down with your boss and go, yeah, let's review things.
Oh, man.
Could you imagine that?
No, I could not.
Could you imagine us sitting down with Nate Dowdle and going, well, you know,
were you doing here? Well, I didn't think anybody was watching. That's why, hence the nose picking. Well,
it wasn't okay, me. Well. I wasn't playing solitaire on the computer, okay?
Yeah.
It just showed up, and I was just trying to get it off of my screen, and it wouldn't get off. And it was like, and I felt like the only way to get it off,
I
had to play it.
You got to beat it.
Right? You
got to
play it.
The only way you could get rid of it is to beat it. Jazz up 116-113 with 28 seconds left. I don't even know who has the ball right now because there was like a weird transition here with it looked like Royce O'Neal stole the ball, but he might have stepped on the line or he might have been fouled as he got the ball back in. He was kind of in midair trying to throw the ball to Donovan. So I don't even know who has the ball right now, but it's full timeout. It looks like he was out of bounds. So, yeah, so it's going to be Philly's ball, 116-113, and as they review this one. But, Scott, I wanted to bring up I love that. He was lying with such honesty. Is that the point? Isn't that what people are trying to do? They're trying to –
Well, it's because you know she's lying.
Oh, I know.
But they don't
know
she's lying, and she says it so convincingly. Like,
okay, well,
she has believed her lies.
Let me ask you this. You can go over to KSLSports.com, and you can read this article written up by Kyle Ireland, one of our colleagues over there in the sports department. And Zach Wilson, according to another source, says he is more – he's a guy that you'd much rather have on your team than – the obvious pick at number one, Trevor Lawrence, for so many other people. So Chris Sims, throw him on the list of guys who feel like the NFL quarterback rankings in the draft are Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones, instead of Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones or whatever the, you know, Justin Fields. He has Justin Fields actually listed at number 5 on the list compared to the usual with some people, which is they have Chris Sims at number 3. So my question is, if you see somebody like this, is Chris Sims telling the truth or is he just giving you a fake take? I mean, he told the truth, Scott, with such honesty. I almost believed him because all these guys, Chris Sims is saying, oh, yeah, he's a superstar. I mean, we watched Zach Wilson have one really, really good year and a really great bowl game, right, where he was 18 right. for 18. That's what we saw out of this guy. We saw a lot of flashes. We saw a lot of mistakes that sophomore year. Just a year ago right now, everybody was going, yeah, he's probably not even going to be a starter. I bet he loses it to Jaren Hall. That's where we all were, not knowing, right? Yeah, when we have these guys roll out and go, oh, for sure, he's going to be the number one guy because he's a natural superstar. And you go, oh, okay.
Since well, I think people are caught up in all these different angles of throwing footballs, right? And I think that they're looking at – and it's one thing to throw an odd-angled pass against, you know, University of Texas, San Antonio. It's a very different one throwing it against, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers or whomever. And you see these guys who have developed this over time, Aaron Rodgers, because they're comparing him to Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes and,
right.
and some of these, you know, some of these quarterbacks that truly are amazing. And I'm not – look, I've been a Zach Wilson fan since the time he was in high school. I couldn't understand watching him in high school going, why is not the University of Utah and BYU recruiting this guy? Been on record saying this over and over again. But I think that sometimes you make a point, and there's a lot of validity to it, that you look at Trevor Lawrence, and he's had this consistent body of work against really good competition over a longer period of time. There's some consistency. Zach Wilson was, I know he probably had an injury because he did not look consistent a year ago.
Right.
But when you were saying this, I'm just thinking of Akili Smith. Akili Smith had one amazing year at Oregon.
Was Akili Smith like
– Amazing year, Alex.
But was he a surefire dude coming out?
Well,
I mean,
this guy is something else. And a lot of it was kind of the system that he was in. And a lot of people were not, you know, they were kind of questioning a little bit, but they really weren't. I
okay,
mean, it was
take
like
off the goggles
three
of,
in the back.
Take off the goggles of the guy who ended up, you know, being – Akili Smith came in for you at some point when you're playing for the Bengals. Take that – throw that away, if you can, for a moment. And just, like, were there moments in practices where you're like, oh, he is extremely athletic, though.
Every day in practice. Every day. I'd sit there and go, this guy – wow. I mean, he looked – I mean, on 7-on-7 drills, whoa. He was the master. When there was no offensive line and no defensive rush, that guy was amazing. But the minute he got in a football game, it just – the ooh. Game just disappeared. Like, he could not make a decision, could not make a throw. The speed of the game just went by him. You know, in practice, he was a practice warrior. You know, it was unbelievable. But the thing about Zach Wilson – I'm a little perplexed by some of this. It's almost like someone said it, and these other analysis and analysts and commentators felt like,
well, I'm going to get on that train.
Well, maybe
too.
I need to. Wait,
or
well,
they
maybe
say
I,
I'll actually watch the video. Maybe
yes,
I'll watch. They actually
right.
go. Okay, some other people have said this. I'm going to watch the film. I'm going to watch some of the film.
Yeah, I'm a little. You know, and maybe it could be. Look, it possibly could be. I don't know why. Maybe it's the New York Jets doing this, and maybe they're putting this stuff out. Maybe they're feeding people things, and saying, you know, everyone on the insiders in the NFL thinks Zach Wilson's the guy, and so they're feeding these guys so they'll publicly do it in the hopes that they'll go to Urban Meyer, and they'll say Urban Meyer, you really need to pass on Trevor Lawrence because this Zach Wilson kid is the thing, you know? And so
he's
Urban Meyer.
He's man.
Right. So Urban Meyer goes, I'll take Zach Wilson. They go, thank you very much, because really we wanted Trevor Lawrence all along.
Right.
And these are the types of stories. I'm not saying this is happening here, but I guarantee you it's happened in the past. A lot of misinformation gets thrown out before the draft to kind of help someone's position to make someone either look better or look worse, but it's only for them to help themselves out. It's not the truth. It's not what people are thinking. It's I don't know what kind of warfare you call that, but it's, you know, it's media warfare, I guess, happening.
Yeah,
it feels a little. I'm just saying, it just feels a little bit like that.
They do what the GMs do in the NFL. Oh, I really like that Zach Wilson kid. And the reality is they're faking it just so the other analysts will say the same thing and they'll go, gotcha, we didn't want him. Mike Conley had a chance to win at the end of regulation with a little 2-point scoop there and rims out. Three bounces on the rim and rims out. It's 118-118. Headed to overtime are the Jazz with the Philadelphia 76ers. We'll come right back. Got more to go on this program. Bonus basketball tonight. Holy cow. Stay right here with us. News, traffic, and weather right now.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.